Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, and this is your host and the founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers, found at www.aaasmmary.org. Stacy F. Johnson, Jesse, Freddie, Chris's Ma, and Eli's Gunny. And it's Friday, and niggas, it's a trip on Friday. They trip on Saturday. They trip on Sunday. Well, they try not to because they wear the big hats and the suits and the funny shoes and the pointy shoes and all that good shit. And they put in their time with the Lord Jesus. And then they start tripping again on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But what they fail to understand is that Stacy has been transformed and renews her mind every day. So bullshit can't affect Stacy, okay? Stacy is the youngest of 11 children, 10 of which didn't give a, to this day, don't give a damn about Stacy, okay? So, you know, most things in the world don't affect me. People don't affect me. I raised my three kids by myself, and I have the most wonderful, productive freaking kids on the face of the fucking earth. Nobody helped Stacy. But I don't hold that against nobody. But when I meet people and they come with we all come with shit. Now, Stacy comes with shit. You know what I'm saying? We all come with stuff. But when they bring their stuff to Stacy, they're just mesmerized and surprised how Stacy just be like, no. No, as a matter of fact, I don't give a shit what you're talking about. And that happens across the Stacy spectrum, whether it is children that Stacy gave birth to, friends that Stacy knows, or Stacy's vote. It happens. So today we are talking about the ability to turn off bullshit in your life, because you know the bullshit that you attract is the bullshit that you gave out. So when you attract some old crazy bullshit from somebody, you need to think back as to what day do you think that I gave this shit to somebody else? Because, I mean, and Black people, again, I need to stop saying it because it's going to remain true in my world as long as I continue to say it. But Black people will be the last on the face of the earth to realize that we create our own reality by our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So as a man thinks, so does he become. It said rich white people back in the 1800s, that's how they got rich, okay? Jesus tried to explain it to us, but then we went and messed it all up and then reinterpreted what Jesus tried to teach us on our subconscious and our conscious, all that stuff, and how we think and we get what we think. Church has messed that up so bad that we get what we think and they make sure we focus on bad shit. So if we focus on bad shit and quote sin, that's what we get. So this show is about the ability to turn off that shit in your life, because you know what, we need to realize that we are renewed each day. God brings us each day with a new everything. The sun is new, everything is new. So you know, there's so many things that people really don't know about how man is designed to work. And you need to understand that your first priority is to yourself, not to other people's beliefs about you or themselves or their beliefs about whatever. Your first priority is to yourself. If you can love yourself and focus on the things that are good for yourself, then you are in a prime position to give something to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And being able to cut off bullshit in your life in an instant, to me, because I'm able to do it, to me, that says that you know exactly who you are and how what God has made you for, and you're able to say, hey, this is not in line with that frequency that we say, that I say personally, that we're all supposed to float at, the frequency of love, where you stay constantly in tune with your Creator, and that has nothing to do with judgment, that has nothing to do with anger, that has nothing to do with, I guess, judgment, because that's a big thing. I mean, that has nothing to do with arguing, that has nothing to do with lack. That has nothing to do with that. Tuning in to the frequency of God and Jesus and goodness is tuning in to the frequency of love and peace and kindness and joy and those things that are above. Think on these. Meditate on those things. And those are the things that you bring into your life. So the ability to cut out bullshit in your life is the ability to recognize bullshit when it appears in your life and put up your wall of kryptonite resistance of the bullshit. And this is how, at least for me, you know, and people can talk, but talk is cheap. Action means everything. Results are everything. So I talk, but then I also have reactions in my life. If anybody, I mean, the way that I had choose to live right now, and this is a choice, and everybody makes choices, this is how I choose to live. And, if you know, a lot of people can't do what I do every day and survive. And this is how I choose to live. I choose to live this way because I choose to say, God, I'm in tune with you. I know your laws. I know your principles. I know the things that are real. I know what my parents have taught me. And then I realize that I'm blessed because, yes, I am fortunate to have come from very wonderful parents that focused on being parents and showing children what it meant to be responsible members of society. I'm very fortunate to be of that small minority still alive today that had parents that focused on being parents and not being single parents or not being, out there fucking everybody instead of being a father, whatever that's called. Okay, I had a father that, regardless of how he felt about his wife or whatever, he did what he needed to do for his children. I had a mother that, regardless of how she felt about her husband, she did what she had to do for her children and her household and her family and her sons and her daughters. And she taught them. He taught us by example. So being able to cut out the bullshit in your life is easy if you know who you are. And I was blessed because I was born of people who had spirituality, who had morals, who had character, who thought it was important to instill that in children and did whatever it took to be a good example. So, yes, I'm very blessed because most of us these days don't come from that. My own kids don't come from that. They don't come from a mother and a father that valued education and family and stuff. They come from a mother that valued that, but now that required that I do double time. And I did double time and triple time. I don't give a shit because those were my children and those were reflections of me out there in the world. So Stacy ain't never going to look bad for nobody. And if Jesse, Freddie, and Chris are reflections of Stacy, you better believe Jesse, Freddie, and Chris better figure out how to be reflections of Stacy because Stacy is reflections of Willie and Willa, and they didn't play, so I don't play, and niggas don't play. And again, that's why my newly fresh 20-year-old youngest son is the manager of the wonderful Jack in the Box located at the wonderful intersection of Northgate and I-80 in the wonderful, lovely city of Sacramento. So if you ever go there, say, hey, I listen to your mom, and I need my burger fresh. Okay? So cutting out the bullshit in your life is standing up to your sons that think because they're 20 and whatever and they smoking weed and having sex that they can talk to their mama anyway. Standing up to the bullshit in your life and saying, look, nigga, I'll kill myself trying to kill you. okay? And hasta luego, your last resort is going back home, nigga. Grow up, because you won't be like your daddy and some other niggas I know that's still sitting on their half-dead-ass mamas, because the mamas don't know how to reject bullshit in their life that happens to come from their children. Okay, my daughter, she's the wonderful, beautiful, fantastic daughter she is today. Because when she thought she was me, I told her to go fuck herself in no uncertain terms. Because I'm the one that could have left you in the street. So you're not going to be like, this ain't Jerry Springer. And that's why she is the wonderful, fantastic, marvelous mother she is today to her son. Because she knows the value of having a mother that has morals, that has character, that will stand up and do what's right. And the fruit of what her mother has been able to do, not only her mother's life, but the advice that she's been able to give to young Jessica, that has worked out well. So being able to eliminate the bullshit in your life starts first with the knowledge of who the hell you are and who God intended you to be. I can't say this show is about God and who God intended you to be because I won't get two niggas to listen, okay? But eliminating the bullshit in your life is really getting an understanding who God created you to be. God could, because, you know, the same elements and shit that's in us, it's in a frog. It's in a bird. It's in a worm. And those things will die and evolve and come back as those things. God chose us and you and me as human beings with a brain, with the ability to focus on and achieve anything we want in life. And Jesus Christ was our example. And unfortunately, many churches misinterpret what Jesus Christ and his followers were trying to teach us as far as so as above, so within, so without, so above. We're talking about a place where they, the most people, most preachers, when they say the man is the head of the woman, they're talking about earthly relations. That's not what Jesus or his followers were talking about. Jesus was talking about the way that your body works. Your female and your male, that's the two aspects of your brain, and that halo around Jesus' head that we see in every picture that we see with about Jesus is our spirit. And our power, and that thing that surrounds our head, our conscious and our subconscious. The male is your everyday. Your female is your thing that works for you when you're asleep, and that works for you when you hope and desire, and that thing that works for you when you pray and faith. That's your female. It's not your wife you trying to tell what the fuck to do, and you dumber than she is. And that's what you got from the Catholic Church, from every church, from the black church. Male, the male shall be head of the female. You sitting there trying to tell your fucking wife what to do, and you can't even tell yourself what to do. That's not what Jesus intended. Your female is your subconscious mind. Your male is your conscious mind. You're working at your decisions to take a job or not take a job. That's your male, the thing that you that makes you who you are, and that is controlled by your senses. That's why I don't go to church, okay? Because church is meant to confuse you and take all of this wonderful, spectacular teaching that Jesus died for, you know, same thing we did with Martin Luther King, all that wonderful shit that he died for, and we sit and we squash on it, we shit on it, and we misinterpret it, and we don't use it to the advantage of the majority of the people as it was intended. So, to eliminate the bullshit in your life, first figure out who the you are and who, how you were created and why you were created. Okay, and I got two things that will help you eliminate the bullshit in your life, and I'm going to take a break. But before I take a break, I need to turn on my computer and tell you how you can believe in the ability to turn off the bullshit in your life. It starts with wisdom, and wisdom is primary. Go read, there is a book of wisdom in the Bible. Go read that. Read that first. Wisdom is primary, and wisdom just says that I know what God knows. I have wisdom. I have knowledge of holy things. That's wisdom, knowledge of holy things. When you have knowledge of holy things, you understand that the Creator that made the trees and the plants and the birds and the alligators made you, and a little piece of that Creator is within you. So in order to believe in the ability to turn off the bullshit in your life, you have to have wisdom. Okay? That's first and foremost. It starts with wisdom, and it ends in belief. And a belief that the things that God has told you, because you have wisdom now. If you have wisdom, then God's talking to you. God gives you a feeling. God directs you. God leads you. God guides you. So you have wisdom. So it starts with wisdom, and it ends in belief. And the belief that knowing that the God that you believe in, that leads you and guides you, wouldn't allow you to, if you know, fall for some bullshit. He wouldn't allow you to walk in a path that's other than the path that he wants. That's goodness and kindness and mercy and love. And that keeps you in tune. And I never even thought I'd be saying this shit, you know. But I, you know, I'm in the world and I'm not of it. And that's where I'm at right now. Stacey, you're in the world and you're not of it. So in order to have relationships with people in this world, you have to consistently remind yourself that you're in the world, you're not of it. 98% of the people that walk every day and may be successful, may not be doing shit every day, don't have an understanding as you do. So if you're going to be a normal person in a normal world, you're going to have to understand that you're in the world, you're not of it, and you can't be walking around judging people as if they've taken this last 3 years ass-kicking that you have. All right, so I want to give Jesus a big thumbs up for giving me a 3-year ass kissing. Because that helps you learn, and it helps you open up your mind, and that helps you realize that your shit you're going through ain't the only shit. And guess what? There are tons of people going through more shit worse than you. And guess what? Even the shit you're going through, when you think it's shit, it ends up being wonderful opportunities for you to get closer to God. So I've changed the music and I'm taking a break. Da 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 da. Start confirming every day, at least 3 minutes a day, I am what it is you want to be. Because your mind will start to convince itself that you are what you're the object of your I am. I am sexy. Well, you, everybody that knows me knows that word. Anyway, this is it's not the diary. It is a diary, but it's also Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, and I'm taking a break, and I'm playing A New Life because it's a new year, and renew your mind. Renew your mind every day, but it's easy because think on those things that are lovely and beautiful and honest and good and wholesome and wonderful and of a good report. We'll be back. We'll be right back. All right. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. And this is your host, Stacey Anthony Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers and all other people that need help that we can provide. And you know what? We can't do nothing because I'm in a conundrum. You know, it's crazy. It's a matter of time. And like I tell all people, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. It's a crazy situation. You know, it's a crazy situation. It's one that is worthy of a story to be told, and that is one of wonderfulness and wonderful faith. And, you know, God wants to show himself strong in people in a real way. And when you live the way that I live, my God, you know, God is wonderful. So I'm talking about the belief in your ability to turn off bullshit, because when you cloud your mind, your life, your circumstance, your everything with bullshit, I mean, and when I say bullshit, I mean strife and division and judgment and anything that's not a virtue of love. You know, anything, love is the highest. And we rotate. I mean now that I've studied it enough, and I study different people that are very successful in the field of metaphysics and made money, you know, not and I'm saying making money from nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, pretty much right now, Black people need to be able to have the ability to make money from nothing, because nobody is really interested in Black people making money on any significant level as a people. And I have been able to make money from nothing other than an extreme, wonderful, freeing faith that God is who he says that he is, if I believe that, and I live in a manner which honors him and my parents and my children. And I agree, I went for that ride, and I said that's good. And it has nothing to do with what people are being taught in church. Okay? So if you go into church, you know, and I down churches, I really do, because like today, a dude, you know, was at the little corner when you make the left, him and this other dude, oh, can you donate to, oh, we helping families? And I was like, you know, no, really, I can't. You know, because this is why, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm not just going to say no. And then they go with that, oh, well, God bless you, you know, to try to put the little guilt trip. That's what they're taught. You know, oh, God, even old bums now, oh, well, God bless you. I'm like, yeah, nigga, yeah, duh, okay? Ain't got nothing to do with me not giving you no money, okay? But I had to tell him, look, and I'm sitting there getting ready to make a left, and I have to give him a speech. Look, y'all niggas have been in charge 400 years, church. And you still ain't been able, now you out on the corner, on the intersection, on the aisle and shit, collecting in a plastic cup, and you're going to really do something with that and help people get them off the street. You on the streets, nigga. So how you, the plastic cup of quarters and dollars, you just collecting shit like every other nigga and not doing nothing with it. So, no, I can't help you, but I'm going to tell you why. I said I helped Joyce Meyer because she done more for Africa than anybody I know from America, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, and today, just like I took my homegirl, my boo, to a little job source center, you know, the American Recovery Act, okay? And that's why I went bad with my boy Hendrick, because, you know, these little young kids, you know, really, they ain't got no leadership, so they think they are the leaders. So they don't know how to be quiet when they run into one, female or male. You know, so he ain't on the show tonight because he want to run his chops. And I'm like, well, you look, hold up, you're feeling yourself. Why don't you go ahead and just take tonight off? I get my own motherfucking show. Well, deuces, and the peace will be unto you. And you know, and you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? So these, you know, we as a people, young, old, so when they run into one nigga like me that is a leader, that living leader, okay, They don't know what to do or say or act because they don't have no respect. You know, mama is a crackhead, daddy's a pimp, so who gonna respect that? So you don't respect nobody. See, and that's the bad part. When you don't, when you can't gain a respect for your own parents, you're pretty much done in society. And that's what's wrong with the young folks today. Their parents don't have an earned respect. You know, but I'm a parent that you already know, nigga, and I'll put that foot in ass because you already know I done earned more than your respect. And that's why me and my kids is in line today, and they respect me and they know because I'm a respectable parent. But then again, you know, I'm different. I was born from old-ass parents, okay? My mom and dad would have been 190 this year if they were still alive. So, you know, my parents weren't crackhead parents or whatever. I was blessed to be born of older parents that had values that are old-timey and that did their 11 children very well. And I don't regret that. I'm not sorry for that. I honor that with everything I fucking do. So when I walk into some little kids, I'll be like, my mama flash up. It ain't even me no more. It's like my mama. I was like, what would my mama do? My mama would kick down the door and the bitch be running out the window, climbing down. You know, my mama get her BB gun and say, what's up with this? You know, my mama say, you a little kid. And kids stay in a kid's place. So even with your children, how to eliminate bullshit in your life, understand that you're the parent, okay? You're the elder. And that these young kids ain't got no leadership. They don't have it anywhere. Okay, they got a black president, they all proud, but they don't even know what that hell means. You know what I mean? So be the leader that you expect these little niggas to be. You know? So can't nobody come at me dumb. I just hang up because I won't accept that in my life. I know who I am because what? Number one, rule number one, I seek wisdom every morning, every night. I seek his goodness every morning. I say, Lord, please give me your goodness because motherfuckers in this world is crazy. Okay? I can't do this without you. I've realized that shit. I can't even eat a good meal unless I make sure to meet that ain't a mad cow or some shit from Eurasia that I ain't fucking never seen before and I'm eating. Okay? God, I can't even drink water. I'm understanding that. If you don't bless this shit, ain't no telling where non-regulation let this shit come from. It'll be running through some tampons and shit talking about fresh water. You know what I'm saying? So everybody better wake up. Get wisdom first, okay? I seek his wisdom in the morning, and I bless him for his blessings in the evening because he rewards me for my faith. So that's what I'm talking about, refusing that bullshit, knowing who you are through wisdom. Seek him in the morning. If you don't seek him in the morning, you're done, okay? So I'm going to let you know right now. The outside reflects the inside. What's your outside looking like? My outside is looking pretty bad. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I'm going to do what I need to do because my outside reflects my inside. So look at the outside. If it's all bubbly and nasty, you know, and ain't nobody perfect, but God is. So reach out to him. Let him know you love him. He's waiting for people to show that he is first in their lives. Oh, my God. And money ain't got shit to do with the grace and glory and goodness of God. And reject the bullshit in your life. We'll talk more about rejecting bullshit tomorrow night on Saturday. I had too much action. I don't need no more action for the next couple of days. I need to be by myself with my Jesus. And it's all good. This is the Diaries of Black People Business Wednesday, where we love you. Reject bullshit in your life. Get some wisdom. And believe that the wisdom that you saw in the morning is real, and it came from God, and believe. I got 10 seconds. I'll say I love you 10 times. I love you once. I love you. 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 And that was less than 10 seconds. And A New Life Again, this African song. We from Africa. And be good. Love everybody around you. That's how your shit gets better. All right. Peace tomorrow, 8 o'clock.